The following contains strong language, medium-level violence, mature themes, graphic crude and sexual humor, non-stop frenetic animated action, drinking, some drug use and may induce mild panic. Listener discretion is advised.
Do we need to do another intro?
We could do that. Should we think about what we want to do for an intro? This is the Completely Unorganized Horror Extreme Podcast. You're Steve and I'm Eva.
You've just done it. We don't need to do anything else. I'm using that.
No!
Yes.
I was making a funny face when I said it.
Well, it works for me.
You have to say your own name, jackass. I'm not your puppet.
Okay. And I'm Steve. Oh, we see. You're talking over me now.
Well...
And I'm Steve.
This is like our first podcast, so we're sorry.
Oh, actually, before I say that, should we explain that this is the Christmas podcast?
Yeah, we meant to do this before Christmas, but we're both a bunch of fuck-ups, so we're doing it now. Deal with it.
Doesn't say she's a demon, she says she's the devil himself. He stole her corpse.
She's the devil's undead.
The monster pill!
She isn't quite herself today.
You would like to confuse us.
She looks like a hungry animal.
That he must devour living things in order to sustain his own life.
Are they all dead?
Yes, ma'am.
Welcome to... Fuck off, I'm not saying this shit.
God damn it, if you don't do this right, I am gonna beat you senseless.
Well, you don't know where I am. You can't come to Canada.
There's like 8 of you. I'll find you sooner or later.
Yeah, but they won't let you through with your drugs.
Okay, so it'll take an hour instead of a half hour.
An innocent romp in the woods turns into a hellish nightmare when an evil force is accidentally awakened. Action International Pictures presents the gruesome holiday shocker, Elves. They're not working for Santa anymore.
I had a rough day at work. Santa got murdered.
Elves. I hear it only had one elf in it.
Yeah, that's pretty much an indicator of how great this movie is because it's called Elves, and I watched the whole movie, and it only has one fucking elf.
And it's not a very good elf, is it?
No, it doesn't look anything like an elf.
They also keep describing it as a troll, don't they?
Do they describe it as a troll? I don't remember.
I think, with a little kid, was like, oh, I've seen I think he called it a ninja troll. Or something. No, it was like a ninja, only it was like a gremlin.
It looks like a stretched, plucked chicken, and they wanted to fuck this kid. And it's a Nazi, and it's the best part. It's a Nazi elf that looks like a plucked chicken that they want to fuck the kid. It's great.
Do you know, I agree.
Mean, if there's any movie that gets a connoisseur of crap stamp of approval, it's this one. I mean, where else do you get a kid... that is a product of a grandfather who is also her father, who is a pagan child, who is being chased by an elf.
A Nazi elf.
Not an elf, that looks like a plucked chicken, who is a product of the Nazi worshippers that wants to fuck the little kid. I mean, it just kind of all comes together, doesn't it?
Their mission, to mate with a virgin and conquer the world as a pint-sized master race.
I'm saving it for someone special.
You see, and you know what makes it even better? It's got Grizzly Adams in it.
I was just going to bring that up. It's got Grizzly fucking Adams. Dan Harris. dirty.
Yeah.
Grizzly fucking Adams.
He does look pretty much like a Santa, so I guess he was good for the role.
Dan Haggerty stars as Mike McGavin, an ex-detective working on hard times.
First you're Santa, then you die.
Well, he played Santa. I mean, he didn't really play. He played the mall Santa, but yeah. He still played Santa.
The mall Santa, and that's his, like, pot of gold, because he gets to live in the mall.
Yeah, well, and then he got fired from living in the mall, because then the elf who represented the elves came in and killed all the girls.
So you've actually got a genuine copy of Elves.
Yes, I did. I mean, this movie is not on DVD. It's one of these late 80s Splattergore, early 90s holdovers.
Because it's not available now.
I found one of these people online who, quote unquote, make movies available on DVD. Wink, wink, nudge,
right.
Nudge, 20 bucks.
Oh, so it's got like a printed cover and, you know, out of a printer. And
yeah, but they did a really good job. They actually did the whole DVD case inside and out. And
oh, okay.
If you didn't know better, they actually put some effort into it. So I think the DVD case is actually worth more than the movie.
Yes, because I don't think it's actually got a proper release recently, but you can understand why, because it is a load of old shit. But
if we can go to our official crap movie source, Wikipedia, it premiered in a limited theatrical release in 1989 and was rated R. I don't know why. and on AIP Home Video.
Wow.
Don't know what the hell that is.
See, I do love that kind of absolute shite. The more stupid and crap it is, the more I'm probably going to like it, so.
And this wasn't like Santa's Slayer, where they were kind of trying to, I mean, halfway trying. This, they were trying to be a good movie. They were trying to be a good movie here.
You
they really think they had something shocking here. And that's what makes it so good. It's just such a good movie. Oh my god, it's a good fucking movie.
I'm glad we agree on this one, because I thought you were going to hate it.
Very little gore, but
there were some fairly gory scenes.
Okay.
It wasn't stupid gore, but I can see it would be disturbing for the time. You know, there was the
for the time, I will give you that. It's not the buckets and buckets of gratuitous gore you would see in some stuff.
No, it wasn't gratuitous, but it was a bit hard.
We apologize. We are experiencing technical difficulties.
What are two girls who are exactly alike?
Okay, so we don't have to fight about this movie. We agree that it's crap and it's good. Actually, hold on. If you actually go to the Wikipedia page, all the way on the bottom, there is an external link to a petition to release Elves on DVD.
Oh, my God. There is. I saw that. I went and looked at that.
So
go sign the petition.
Go sign the petition. They can't ignore all of us.
I think I looked at the petition, and it's been there since 1996 or something, and I think it's got about 3 votes.
Well, come on. I mean, you take all 3-4 people that hear this podcast, that's double the people that have signed that petition.
And if
they ignore that?
If they all promise to tell at least one friend and make that one friend tell another friend.
Oh my God, that's 200% increase.
Exactly.
That petition has been online.
So that's the message we're giving out in this part of the show is go and sign that petition.
That's right.
I'll say the link sometime later when I can remember what it is.
What humanitarians we are? We should pat ourselves on the back. Pat yourself on the back.
I am.
All right. That's not patting yourself. I know what you're doing, you dirty bird.
Well, whatever.
Wash your hands later.
You dirty bird. Hang on, nearly finished. There we go. Right.
All right.
Yes, so, Elves, ridiculous.
Ridiculously good.
Yes.
And now, to go to the other spectrum from ridiculously good, let's talk about children.
You brought them into this world. now. They will take you out.
I think they're really sick.
Oh my God, I love you both so much.
The children.
We're talking about the children.
The children.
Children is a completely different movie, as I was just admonished about.
What?
You just yelled at me about it.
No, isn't there? There's another one called The Children.
Oh, wait, so it's children? I don't remember.
No, this is called The Children.
And
the other one's called The Children.
Oh, so they're both called the same thing.
Yes. There's also The Child.
Stop yelling at me then!
Sorry.
Okay,
do you know what's great about The Children from 2008?
That you can beat them? The movie.
Oh,
what?
Beat them in what way?
Lots of ways.
The great thing about The Children is Paulie. He scares the crap out of me. What an evil fucking child.
The obnoxious whining one that you just really wanted to smack the shit out of.
The blonde, curly kid.
Yeah, I just wanted to smack the crap out of that whining little pathetic wiener.
Really? I just wanted to hide. He scared the shit out of me. Blonde curly kids are fucking scary.
I just think most kids are scary.
Yeah.
I wonder why I'm not a mom. But there was just something about him that was just really creepy and annoying. The way he just kind of... And maybe that was just part of the movie, but I don't think he was acting.
No, that's the thing. Children that age, they can't act that well, can they? He was obviously seriously deranged.
But there's a lot of kids that you see act, and I don't think he was that much younger than, like, the kid... Well, maybe he... How old do you think he was?
I don't know.
Oh, horrible judging kids' ages, too. I was going to say, like, 4, 5.
Let me find out on IMDb.
Oh, okay. That's a good idea.
Because that's what we got.
You know, if we were prepared and good at this, we'd probably have these things ready to go before we recorded.
Yeah.
But again, we're not professional and we're not good at this.
Exactly.
This is what you choose to listen to, sorry.
So what was his name? William Howes. He's only been in one film.
I can see why he sucks.
No, I thought he was awesome.
Awesomely creepy and bad.
Exactly, but that's kind of what you want for a horror film, is it not?
Yeah, okay, I can see it. Unless he's not acting. In which case, you have to take that kid home with you.
I know, that would be scary.
That's the problem. Maybe his parents just dropped him off.
It's like, oh, we need another actor. Oh, look, there's a kid over there.
Write this kid in real quick, he'll work.
There's a kid over there, killing birds and bunnies and stuff. Let's use him.
Yeah, look at that kid over there poking the dead squirrel in the parking lot. Think we can write him in real quick?
I think you've got it there. I think that's exactly what happened. What you said, yeah, the children are stupid because it's they don't explain why anything's happening.
No, that's not the point. I was saying sometimes that's okay because you can lead yourself to conclusions. But when you just cut away the fungus on a tree, whoopee-doo. It's fungus, and the kids are evil. Ooh, evil fungus.
No, there was bacteria on the pillow as well.
Well, was there? How do you know it was bacteria? It could be kid snot. Have you seen crap that comes out of kids' noses? Every time I see my friends' kids, they have shit coming out of their nose. They have shit coming out of every orifice of their body. How do you know that's not what it was?
I suppose they wouldn't have zoomed in microscopically to Zambogi if it was, like, irrelevant, would they? So
I don't know. It could have been a infected boogie that was caused by the fungus on the tree.
Well, then, I blame the director for even including that in the film and confusing us.
Oh yeah, like that was the only confusing thing in that movie.
Why
was there fungus on a tree? How did the fungus get there on a tree? Why was it just on the trees? Was there something special about these trees? How long did it get on these trees? Was it just in these trees? How big is this forest? Why were all these kids in the forest? How did nobody notice these kids were all gone? How did these kids end up in the forest? Where are these fucking parents? Is it like the type of parent I would be and just say, get the fuck in this parent and get in the forest and I'm just leaving you here because I can't stand you? And they just threw all these kids in the forest? Is it like a giant child dumping ground? I don't know.
I think you're right. I also think you're mad.
Because I want to know what the fucking fungus is.
Do you know what I think it was? It was one of the male parents had been out there and jizzed on it because they're all obviously fucking wankers. Did you not hate the parents? I thought the kids were excellent. I fucking wanted to kill the parents.
Oh my,
fucking hipster douchebag.
Hipster douchebags are the perfect, perfect description. I hate parents like that. Those are the parents you see in the store where the kids are sitting there screaming, I want the toy. And you just want to turn around and smack that fucking kid. And the parents are going, no, Timmy, no, you can't have that toy right now. No, maybe next time you can have the toy, but no, you can't have that toy right now. And you want to turn around and go, lady, tell him he can't have the fucking toy.
Slap him.
Shit out of him.
Exactly. Fuck. But I blame the parents. I blame the parents.
That's exactly how these parents were in the movie. These kids are starting to act nuts, demonic. They're smacking the shit out of the other kids. They're going, no, I don't want to. They're screaming. They're acting like, before they start getting, homicidal, they're just starting to act up and just act like little shitheads.
Which is exactly what kids do if mummy's a fucking mummy blogger.
And the daddy's there is just going, no, we don't do that. No, don't do that. No, come on, let's go upstairs and lay down.
Because if I slap you, mummy's going to beat me up and deny me sex or something, and we can't have that.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, my God. Did they not pick the perfect, guy that would look like that? The skinny turtleneck, balding, glasses.
You see, was that not, though, a great decision?
That was a perfect typecast.
I think in some horror films, you've got to want the people to die. And in this film, the fucking parents deserved it. I wanted them to die. I hated them. I wanted them to come back to life so they could die again. And I wanted society to learn a lesson.
I just don't think they died horribly enough.
No, I don't think so either. If I was director, I'd have killed them much more slowly and painfully and maybe made a bit more of a moral issue about how you shouldn't be that kind of fucking parent, because this is what happens to your fucking kids.
Yeah, I was thinking, he'd make the kid take a nap, a timeout, and the thing would crawl up his chest and chew his neck out.
Or duct tape him to the bed and slowly kill him with a cheese grater from the toes up. I'm not sure if I like the film now. I think it was good. I think the kids were good and they were scary, but I think it was dumbed down for, to appeal to the masses.
But that's the thing. If you're going to have a movie about killer kids, the kids are evil.
Yeah.
Okay? If you don't want them to appear as evil, then you can't get wishy-washy about them killing or them being killed or about them doing evil things because the kids are evil.
They did show kids getting killed, though.
Evil things. You don't see any single one of those kids actually killing anything. I mean, they cut away. They imply things. I think the only time you even remotely see any of those kids actually doing something is in the shed towards the end when the one kid climbs in and is going towards the mother. I think it was actually Polly, wasn't it? He climbs in the shed. It was green. It was the greenhouse there in the backyard.
That's where you see Polly die.
Yeah. But he climbs in, and that's when the woman finally realizes that something's not going out. Again, another issue. Okay, it's like, you're just now realizing something's going on here? Seriously? And,
well, they're in denial, aren't they? That's what those kind of parents do.
This is what, the fourth, fifth person to die? And really, how many...
The four-fifth accident to happen.
Yeah, horrific accident. Yeah. I mean, come on. A sled has gone through somebody's head. Two people accidentally get their heads crushed in the forest. Another person is mysteriously missing.
You do see someone get a pencil in the eye, don't you?
Yeah, I believe so. Yes. Yeah. Come on.
But I think that's one of the only ones they show. Everything else, like you say, is sort of cut away, and then, oh, here's what happened after the gory thing that we're not showing you.
And they only kind of allude to, I think, the kid getting killed, the one in the greenhouse there.
No, you do see him with a bit of glass. Don't you see her force his neck, a bit of glass through his neck?
Right, but that's the only one you see.
Yes, yeah.
That's nothing else. And it's kind of like, okay, look, again, these are evil kids. They're obviously, there is something wrong. They're obviously, you are alluding to, they are not themselves. They are not in control of their facilities here. So if they're not kids, either there's something else. You can't be wishy-washy about it.
With parents like that, though. With parents like that. Sorry, what did you just say?
I said, go for the gusto. Kill them.
Yes. With parents like that, maybe the kids are always behaving like that, and they weren't too shocked, because usually they're fucking complete ring-piece children.
Well, then again, that brings me back to my original point. Establish that. I mean, you obviously establish that this guy's kind of wishy-washy, but then, again, take advantage of it. Go for the gusto. Make the kids go nuts.
People aren't daring enough in modern horror, though, are they? I don't know. There seems to be too many restrictions.
What year was this one made in? This wasn't the one from the 80s that you were saying, right?
No, this is 2008.
Right. So, again, violence and gore and shit with children is not something we've been shying away from in the 2000s. So, no excuse. Unless this is like a PG-something movie. or a made-for-TV movie on ABC or Lifetime. There's no excuse.
I think it was like horror by the numbers. I think they just played it really safe with everything they did, and they were trying to appeal to a mainstream audience.
They played it too safe, and they made it a mess.
Yeah, I don't know about a mess, but I agree they played it too safe.
You neutered it, and you just made it a complete... what's going on here?
I think what they needed was more elves.
She is the most important person on Earth. From her will grow the new order.
Oh my god, yes. Now, if you had just taken that elf and put him in the tree by that magic fungus,
Exactly. Everything
would have been explained.
Then this would have been a great film.
You just would have known. That fungus is elf shit. I know why the kids are going nuts and everything is explained.
It could have been a great fucking sequel, couldn't it?
Oh my god.
The Nazi elf plot failed.
All the kids are being magically attracted to the forest. They're running away because there's magic elf shit. Everybody knows elf shit tastes like candy. That's why all the kids are coming. And they're eating the elf shit. It's driving them nuts. They're turning into little homicidal maniacs. And they're killing everybody.
All in the name of Hitler. Hail Hitler.
All in the name of Hitler. See, that ties the whole movie together. Why are we not writing movies?
I was just about to say exactly that same fucking thing. Why are we here making a rubbish podcast that no one's going to listen to instead of out there making films about killer kids eating elf shit?
Hears this, do you think you can find a producer for us? We should start tweeting for producers.
Maybe
somebody has to give us money. We should start a Kickstarter campaign. If somebody could get a Kickstarter campaign for toast and for a new Caesar dressing and get $40,000 for that, we've got to be able to get at least $5,000-$10,000 to write a Nazi shit movie.
Some fucking hipster is on Kickstarter for getting a date. He wants people to pay him to go on dates.
Yeah, come on. Are you telling me we can't get money for a movie?
About killer elf children, Nazi troll zombie ninjas?
We want to write this and get drunk while we do it so the movie's better. My God, I bet you we'll get at least $100,000.
I think. And then we won't actually make the film and we'll just...
No, I think we should make the film.
Okay.
And I think we should be fucking loaded while we do it, so it's better. And I bet you we win, like, all kinds of Academy Awards.
Yeah,
and
Oscars.
We'll be famous.
Yeah.
Is it Oscars?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. I mix them up.
Yeah, I don't really care about them. It's usually just period drama. And if I want to see a period drama, I expect a lot more blood. I was making a period joke there. You just missed it, didn't you?
Oh, I get it!
There you go.
This holiday season.
Ho, ho, ho!
Lock your doors. Bolt the windows.
Oh, Grandpa got run over by a reindeer.
Everyone stand back. Things are about to get a little messy.
And block the chimney. Cause naughty or nice, Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa's sleigh.
Go ahead, kids. Let's see what Santa got you.
I hate children.
You made me watch Santa's sleigh, you fucking...
I'm glad I did. It's kind of sewer crap approved.
But...
Did you not like it?
No, it was entertaining.
That's right.
But I've seen so many films like that. I don't know. There was nothing that made it stand out.
I think it was worthy of the connoisseur of crap approval. It is crap. It's amusing crap.
It is absolute crap.
That's right.
And in that film, Santa's Sleigh, the chief of police sucks. You're supposed to do the next line.
Oh, how much does he suck?
No.
No? He sucks what?
His name's Cock.
He sucks cock?
Yeah.
How ridiculous. He sucks.
Cock?
We've kind of ruined the joke now, haven't we?
Yeah, we totally ruined the joke.
Yeah. Did you know that film's Canadian?
I'm not your friend, buddy! I'm not your buddy, guy!
Is it? No wonder it's crap.
Most of the people in it are Canadian.
Nobody said take off once.
Take off?
Yeah. Look, I know lots about Canada. I saw Strange Brew at least 10 times in my entire life.
I don't think I've seen that.
You've never seen Strange Brew. I can't believe they even let you in that country.
I can't believe they did. So, your first impressions of that film, I thought I was watching Friends for a bit.
Come on. I knew what I was getting into when I watched it, so my expectations were not high at all. It's the kind you get your friends together, preferably with a very high liquor content already in you, and a bunch more in front of you that you plan to consume as you watch the movie. And, I mean, it's just funny. It's got the wrestler, what the hell is his name, Goldberg. He's Santa.
Ho, ho, ho.
So that should kind of tell you right there what you're going to be expecting. But, I mean, I thought it was funny than hell. I thought it was funny. I mean, you don't be expecting much. It's just a stupid little movie that you watch for fun. There's nothing horrific about it. It's very not PC. It's very offensive. Watch this with your mother-in-law, especially if she's going to pull up her ass.
I wouldn't call it offensive. I thought it was very tame humor.
There's many, 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 many more offensive movies. This isn't, you know, probably the type of Christmas movie you want to watch when the family comes over. It's, you know, what I'm kind of getting at. This isn't going to be up there with, you know, what's the stupid one everybody watches every year with the, every time the bell rings an angel gets its fucking wings. What the hell is that one called?
I have no idea. Is it Gremlins?
No. Oh. It is a classic one that I don't remember what the hell it's called. The only one I like is Scrooged. Anyways, but he's Santa, and the whole premise was, Santa wasn't actually a good guy. Santa is actually, I doing this? Am I screwing this up with another movie where he was cursed? And
no, it's the same one.
Yeah, he's cursed, and he had to act and to be punished.
He had to go around being good. Yeah.
Yeah, and all of a sudden,
because he lost a bet playing curling. Curling, Canadian.
But he realizes, my punishment time's up. I don't have to be fucking nice anymore. And Santa goes on a rampage. And the opening scene is he comes down the chimney and everybody's like, Santa! And, Santa kicks the family dog into the fireplace. He's shoving the lady's, food into the...
I must admit, I did like the first scene because I thought, oh my God, I'm watching Friends, and then we're gonna just destroy this family unit now. Mm-hmm. That was good, but then it got a bit lame after that.
Yeah, it got a little campy with the little kid. But
when was it made? What year was it? A 90s film?
Oh yeah, it was that transition where between the splattergore 80s into the 90s.
90s was pretty. I don't know, it was cool, but everything was the same.
I don't know, I call the 90s the lack of identity era. I don't know what the 90s was trying to be.
It was trying to make money.
With it. To me, it just looked like the 90s was trying to rip off the identity from other countries' movies.
But make it a bit hilarious.
And
they didn't quite get the hilarious, though.
Yeah, we did get a lot of great horror comms in the 90s. I'll give you that one.
There was a lot of characters made in the, but, they weren't that great. They were just persistent. I do like the campy stuff. There was just too much of it.
I don't think it was too much. It's not one of those movies that try too hard. I just think it was dated. I think it's one of those movies you can watch once, have a chuckle, and put it away and never see it again.
Yeah. Never want to see it again.
There's really not much more you can say about that movie. There's nothing special about it. Watch it once, get a chuckle. It's funny to see a couple of the scenes.
Witty one-liners.
Yeah, and if you're a wrestling fan, maybe even more. But other than that,
is anyone a wrestling fan?
You'd be surprised. There's people that I never would have thought would be wrestling fans. People that make way too much money and that should know better that are wrestling fans.
I thought you had to be poor to like wrestling.
That's what I always thought.
And NASCAR.
And it's not true.
No.
No, that's totally not true.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm just so uncultured for this continent. So let's just leave it at Santa's sleigh amuses you, and Canada amuses me.
Yeah, it's like a guilty pleasure that gives you a warm, fuzzy feeling.
I'm not your buddy, friend. He's not your friend, guy. I'm not your guy, buddy.
He's not your buddy, friend.
I'm not your friend, guy.
Let's give it up, guy.
Don't call me your guy. I am not your guy, friend.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
What you need is some Alka-Seltzer. You know what they always say.
Yeah, a Mountie always gets his man.
Oh, no, I mean about Alka-Seltzer. Relief is just a swallow away.
Well.
Down, down, down the stomach through. Round, round, round the system too. With Alka-Seltzer, they always say. Relief is just a swallow away.
Bless that relief-giving Alka-Seltzer.
A finger of fudge is just enough to give your kids a treat. A finger of fudge is just enough until it's time to eat. It's full of Cadbury goodness, but very small and neat. A finger of fudge is just enough to give your kids a treat.
Hello? Oh, for fuck's sake. For fuck's sake. No, hang on.
Find on your crappy website.
Lots of very weird crap, but the people are looking for that kind of thing, obviously.
They do. People love the crap on your crappy website. Tell them the top three crap that they were searching for on your crappy website.
Number one search term, evil boobs.
Yes, we are. It's amazing what we can make you do with those. God, you guys are dumb.
No, you see, I think someone's got a point there. They're like, how do I escape?
Boobs point. I see what you did there.
Yeah. How do I escape this evil spell that boobs have put me under?
You can't, because you're an idiot.
So I have no idea what film that would be leading to. Do you have any ideas?
Evil boobs. Witching and bitching, maybe?
Witching and bitching?
Boy, what's another one? What was that one with, God, it's an older one. It had Bruce Willis and, God, it was the women, there were witches, and they hated each other, and he left her, the one woman, for the other women, and they kept putting spells on each other, and they, like, cut off their heads.
I totally know the film you're talking about, but...
The Witches of Eastwick?
Yes, that is the one.
Yeah. That might be Evil Boobs.
Is that a horror film?
I don't know if you'd call it a horror film.
Is it something that's likely to be reviewed on Horror Extreme?
No. So I don't know what you'd call horror boobs. I have this picture in my mind of one movie where this girl had, it's not teeth, but it's kind of like the same concept where I remember she had a hole in her chest. And her nipples opened up, and they had teeth in there, and it bit the guy's hand off. And I cannot remember what movie this was.
Oh, my God. That sounds Japanese to me.
I was just going to say, yes, of course, this was a Korean film. But I cannot for the life of me remember what the hell this movie was. That would totally qualify. But
So I've got no ideas what evil boobs.
I'm trying to remember if some of the wrong turn movies would fall under there, because they got some mutated weirdo freaks that have teeth in all sorts of weird evil places. And
those films have gone bad, haven't they? Do you like those?
Oh God! You know what? I'm a sucker for inbred cannibal hillbilly mutant movies, but yeah, they're getting pretty bad.
Just the other day, I saw the final, the one that they made last.
Oh, the hotel one?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I like the concept, you know, the normal family member comes home and actually likes where he's from and doesn't, you know, get all righteous and, oh, my family's evil, I must be righteous and terminate them all, you know, and actually embraces it. But, man, what a load of crap. Did they, like, have a budget of $50 for that movie or what? It was just kind of like, okay, we know people will pay for this shit, so we'll just crank this crap out and run with it.
That's exactly what it is. It's like, oh, the last film, you know, that made a few bucks. Let's just make another one. Don't give a fuck what it's about. People will buy it.
What did it have, like, one mutant in it? I think they still, like, I think Three Fingers just keeps showing up in all these movies, and that's all you see, and... My God, it's like they went down to, like, the local pharmacy where, you know how you get, like, your shitty pharmacy toys? You know, the ones that if you hate the kids in your family, you buy them these toys?
Right.
It's like you buy your makeup kits from there, and that's what they used for these, you know, mutants. It's awful.
I have to admit, I can't even remember where the film was set, where they were stuck.
I don't know either, but it definitely did not give me the impression of middle of nowhere... There's no way that you could not know that there were these killer mutants hidden forever.
It just
didn't give me that impression. They're just destroying what was a potentially good killer inbred mutant hillbilly series. And I love a good killer inbred mutant hillbilly series.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. It did have so much potential. And to be honest, I'd really enjoyed the first one.
I did too. Even the second one I really liked. And then I just kind of started going... I think I liked the second one a little more than the first one, I recall.
After the first one, I started to get them mixed up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The first one had Elijah Douchebag in it, didn't it?
Yeah. I think the second one was a little more campier,
yeah,
if I recall. But I think I was fine with that.
And what's the latest one? Like six? Seven?
Six. It's six.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so that kind of makes us think that evil boobs was nothing to do with Wrong Turn 6.
What was the third term that people were delightfully searching for?
Well, I'll tell you that after the second term.
Oh, I thought that was the second term.
God damn it, woman.
I can't count.
Well, no, the second term was extreme vagina.
So Paris Hilton. dated joke is dated.
Paris who?
Oh, for fuck's sake. I do not know who that is.
No, I do know.
Oh.
Yeah, so, have you seen Someone's Knocking at the Door?
No, that one I have not seen.
Right, someone's vagina bites someone's head off. It's a bit of a low-budget indie thing, but it's done very well. And there's like...
I like it already.
There's a woman in a forest who's a bit of a supernatural serial killer, and she just goes and latches onto some other girl's head with her vag and rips it off.
That's a good one.
It's a good film, actually. It's just about students taking drugs and weird things happening.
Oh, there's none of those.
Yeah. No, but it takes it to new extremes. Most people die at the wrong end of a giant rapist penis, so. And that's the males that die that way.
That sounds like a good one we're going to have to talk about.
Yes. No, definitely it's good. It's, did you see Easter Bunny Kill Kill?
Kill Kill, yes.
Same director.
It's definitely a good one. Okay, so we have Evil Boo. We have Extreme Vagina being stretched to infinity, not to park a car in, but to bite some sort of extremity or your head off.
Yes.
What is the third term?
Busty Babes Fiction being mutilated by wild dogs.
You know what? I would love to get the person who typed that in on the show. Could you repeat that one more time in case they didn't get that the first time?
Busty Babes Fiction being mutilated by wild dogs. People type that shit into Google.
That is Busty Babes Fiction being mutilated by wild dogs.
Yes. Which I wouldn't mind seeing.
The part that kills me is they actually specified that it had to be fiction.
And it has to be, and they have to be busty. And the dogs have to be wild.
Yes, so it couldn't be like, you know, little granny's little mini poodle. It has to be a wild dog. So if it was the busty blonde next door getting mutilated by a poodle, this would be unacceptable. And if it was a true story, he could not spank to this.
Exactly.
It has to be a wild dog.
How can I wank to that? It's a poodle.
That's right. If he had all the conditions met, but it was a poodle, no go. It has, you know, or if she just happened to have small breasts and it was a wild dog and this was a,
nope.
It was a made up story.
Can't do that.
No go. You can't get off to this no matter how hard you try. Not going to work. She's got to have huge boobs. This has to be a fictional story, and it has to be a wild dog.
Yes.
Has to be those specific conditions. Otherwise, forget it. You just cannot work with this.
It's very, very specific what people need in their love life, isn't it?
Sometimes you just have to work with the right things. I mean, I can understand. I mean, if you've got a job to do, sometimes certain things just won't work. I mean, look at women's vibrators. They sell these things and we laugh and get drunk and buy certain things. You know,
is that what women call a Tupperware party?
Well, there's real Tupperware parties and then there's wink, wink, Tupperware parties.
Right, got it.
Probably is the sex toy parties. Spank material, I gotcha.
My God, what was that crazy noise that just happened then?
What crazy noise?
There was a crazy noise at my end of the computer.
I don't think it's the noise that's crazy, but we'll just leave it at that.
Okie dokie. Anyway, shut up. Yeah.
Wink, wink.
oi 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 oi